podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Fire for them, fire for them. If you're looking for that 35 bag umbrella and all damn thing there, keep it locked with the Tsunomics podcast.
Hello, what's going on, beautiful people? I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. This is Tsunomics, of course. Tsunomics podcast. Hope you had a fantastic week. I had a little break, a young holiday while it was raining. You lot's head tops in London, I heard. I'm just joking with you. Last week I spoke on vaccine passports, the U-turn and the NI increase. So make sure you check that podcast out. A lot of useful information regarding what's going to happen to your tax and how you don't have to have a vaccine to go to Wireless or your local nightclub. So make sure you check that one out. This week I have a update on that. Well, small update regarding Wales, but also it's also another COVID themed pod. And we are talking about travel, and this is what probably the majority of my audience really give a heck about these days, is how the rules impact traveling and are we going to be slapped into a young lockdown. So yeah, that's going to be the theme of this week's pod. I hope you've had a fantastic week and have a good week coming forward. So yeah, let's get into it. The travel update.
Hi, it's MXM, and listen to the Tsunomics podcast because it's lit.
Hello, beautiful people. You are listening to Tsunomics, of course. This is episode, what episode is this? This is episode 219. So we got a lot of episodes, plenty of feedback to check out. But yeah, let's get straight into it. So what's happened? So on Friday, I believe, well, last Friday, as you're listening to this, Transport Secretary Grant Chaps updated the travel rules. And here's the main gist. From 4 a.m. on Monday the 4th of October 2021, the rules for international travel from England will change. We no longer have a red, green and amber traffic light system. We just have simple red list and green list. They want to simplify the traveling rules. And I think a lot of this is to incentivize people to be vaccinated. But we'll get onto that later. So here's what's happening. From Monday the 4th of October at 4 a.m., if you have been fully vaccinated for at least 14 days, you can basically travel freely. If you come up from greenest country, you don't have to pay for PCR tests anymore. You don't have to quarantine, didn't have to do it anyway. And you can substitute the PCR test on day two for a cheaper lateral flow test. And the fact that they're giving a lateral flow test from free, willy-nilly, maybe it will be free altogether, but they did just say cheaper, so there might be a charge. We are yet to know exactly what that charge is. So yeah, this is a big update. First of all, you get rid of the admin-less countries where the majority of the nations in the world were under that bracket. So it's a simple red and green. Either you could travel there and, you know what I mean, come back, pattern up, or you're gonna have to do a quarantine hotel. It's pretty much that simple. So regarding that, we spoke about the people who are fully vaccinated. If you are not fully vaccinated and you're traveling to a green list country, well, guess what? You are going to need to quarantine for 10 days still. You still need to do your PCR test on day 2 and 8. You still need to fill out your passenger locator form as per usual. You still need to do all those steps. Regarding when the PCR test will be removed, relinquished from the people who are fully vaccinated like myself, which is a bit annoying because I just got back last Thursday. I had to pay 70 quid for a bloody PCR test. That will be, they say, end of October. So we don't know exactly what date, but that's just the kind of vague ballpark date they have given. Now, there are some changes that have been spoken about that are coming in pretty shortly. So from 22nd of September, so which is, I believe, like Wednesday or some shit, Turkey, Pakistan, the Maldives, Oman, Egypt, Sri Lanka, Kenya and Bangladesh will be removed from the red list. They'll be placed onto the green list as it will switch to, which is very, very interesting. So these are more countries that you could go to. And in fact, let me just give you the red list countries. So a lot of people ask you what countries on what list and that. Let me just list you the red list countries. There's quite a few. So Afghanistan, Angola, Argentina, Bangladesh will be removed by Wednesday. Bolivia, Botswana, Brazil, Burundi, Cape Verde, Chile, Colombia, Democratic Republic of Congo, Costa Rica, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Egypt, which has been moved to amber until that. By the way, they move into amber until October the 4th when that turns into green. Eritrea, Eswatini, Ethiopia, French Guiana, Georgia, Guyana, Haiti, Indonesia, Kenya, which is changing, Lesotho, Malawi, Maldives, which is changing, Mayotte, Mexico, Mongolia, Montenegro, Mozambique, Myanmar, Namibia, Nepal, Oman, and Pakistan, which are both changing, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, Philippines, Reunion, Rwanda, Seychelles, Sierra Leone, Somalia, South Africa, Sri Lanka, who's changing, Sudan, Suriname, Tanzania, Thailand, Trinidad and Tobago, Tunisia, Turkey, who's changing, Uruguay, Uganda, Venezuela, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. So these are the countries in the red list, and the rules are, if you've been in this country or territory on the red list in the last 10 days, you will only be allowed to enter the UK if you're British or Irish national or you have residency rights in the UK. So you can't travel here, period, if you're not a resident or have rights here. You have to, and if you do have those details, so you're British or Irish national or you have residence rights in the UK, you will have to take a COVID test at least within three days before you travel to England. You have to book a quarantine hotel, including the two PCR tests on day 2 and 8 whilst you're there, and of course complete a passenger locator form, which is not easy. The quarantine hotel is kind of like a bag of ink, so it's not easy at all. These new rules will be in place for until at least end of the year, according to Transport Secretary Grant Shapps. And for those people who have been asking me, like a lot of them are my friends, raw, because we heard that Jamaica, Nigeria maybe added to the list, and thank God they didn't, because I'm trying to hit Nigeria. It's hard to tell whether these countries will be on the list by the time we want to fly out in December. What I do know is that they review these lists every 3 to 4 weeks, so it'll probably be like mid-early October by the time they do the next review. So it's probably like another, like 4 more reviews. So we got to beat the red list charges 4 more times before we can surely in December. Do you know what I mean? So that's what it's looking like travel wise. And yeah, one random thing I wanted to add before we wrap up this very short pod is that Wales are implementing a COVID passport next month for nightclubs and other large events. Now notice I said COVID passport, not vaccine passport. So this COVID passport is for people who are either fully vaccinated, so they're double jabbed up from the feet up, or have had a negative lateral flow test within the last 48 hours to enter nightclubs. So this isn't as bad. This is still obviously annoying, but the fact that you can get free lateral flow tests from the NHS, honestly, I have to do a lateral flow test before I go to office every Monday. And honestly, the process is so simple. It takes 15 minutes. You could do it while you're getting ready, so it's not that deep, but it is just a bit annoying, especially for people who maybe just, you know, me having a nice dinner and might think, yo, let's pop into a nightclub. They don't have the facilities to do that. So yeah, that's going to happen in Wales. So yeah, that's it for this week. A very quick, short one, COVID related. Keep you updated with the travel news. And until next week, peace and blessings, people. Bow.
Sports Social Podcast Network.